Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome to Got Invention Radio. I'm your host, Brian Freed. And inventors, listen up. There's so many different things that we need to do during the invention process. And I brought a guest on tonight. His name is Dave Levinsky. He's the co-founder and president of GrowthInc. And he's going to help us with market research, business plans, raising capital, all the different ways that we hear about. He's going to give us some real good insight to that. And also marketing and growing your business and internet marketing. Hopefully we'll get to all that. But I want to welcome Dave to the show. Thank you, Dave, for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Brian, thanks for having me.
Okay, super. Now, the way I found Dave, I'm not sure. It was a while ago, and I don't know exactly how I crossed paths with you, Dave, but I've been subscribing to your email, daily email notification every single day, and you have some great tips. Is it every day? It feels like it's every day.
It's we take Sundays off, but 6 days a week.
Okay. It looks like you put a lot of time and effort into it. Your information is unbelievable. I personally get a lot out of it, and I'm happy to have you on the show, and I know that you have some great information to share with the inventors out there, so I'd love to get started. If you don't mind, if you could just give us a little idea about who you are and what you do.
Sure. As you said, my name is Dave Levinsky. I'm the president of GrowthInc. Since 1999, GrowthInc's helped over 500,000 entrepreneurs now, focused on developing their business plans, starting, growing their businesses, and raising capital. Myself, before GrowthInc, I've launched many companies in all types of spaces, from internet companies to food product companies and consulting companies and everything in between. So I love starting my own companies, and I love working with entrepreneurs and helping them to start and create successful companies.
Okay, super. And the way we look at inventions on Got Invention Radio and just in the inventor world is that when you come up with an idea, it doesn't matter if it's a business, service, what have you, or it's a product, you're in business, right?
That's correct.
So that's how we like to look at it. So whether you have that product out there or you have a service, Dave is going to give us some insight to marketing research and some of the other topics that we mentioned. So that's great. So you've been on your own for how long, you said?
Well, I've been running businesses since probably the mid-1990s, and GrowthInc's been around since 1999.
Okay. And from your experience and you helping different companies out there, I've read some of the press releases and things like that out on your company. You've raised a substantial amount, or with your help, companies have raised a substantial amount of money, right?
Yeah, our clients have raised over $2.5 billion. They've had a lot of success. And what we do is sometimes we actually serve as an investment banker to actually raise that money for them. And in many cases, we guide them by giving them the information on how to do this and how to do that. So I like not to take too much credit for it, because when you teach somebody how to do something and give them the guidance, they still have to go out there and do it themselves. So I give our clients the majority of the credit for, you know, taking action on what they learn from us.
Super. And a lot of inventors out there send in questions about crowdsourcing and crowdfunding. There's a couple different words. We're going to get to that later in the show. But we're talking about raising capital at this point, but there's so much to do before we even think about raising capital, right?
Right, sure.
So to start off with, okay, we hear that these two words, market research or marketing research. So we come up with this idea, Dave. Now, if you could put it into the perspective mind of the inventor. So we come up with an idea for a product or a service or a business, whatever it is, but we're focused, let's say, on a product.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we start? What's your take on where we start?
Okay, so you invent and you come up with an invention, this product, and the questions that I want you to start thinking about is, are you solving a real pain? You know, and how big that pain is. So when I talk about a real pain, you may have heard people talking about, you know, is this an aspirin? Is this masking the pain, or is this a cure? And really, you want, ideally, your invention to be a cure, and that means it really solves a big pain, a big need in the marketplace. That's the first thing. The second thing I want you to start thinking about is how big the market is, and is the market big enough? And the critical thing is that any invention, any idea requires some capital. It requires probably financial capital, human capital, et cetera, to go from the idea stage to having a marketable product. And you want to make sure that, you get in investing those human financial resources, you can potentially get a good ROI, a return on investment. So you need to make sure that market is big enough, and you need to understand the market and the market trends. You know, is the market growing? Is it shrinking? And, you know, obviously the ideal is that you have a huge market pain or market need in a large market that's growing. That's the ideal thing. But you really need to look at how big the market is for what you're doing. You know, if you created a product to, you know, take people to the moon, you know, how big is that market right now? Maybe in many, many years it will be big. But right now it's a very, very small market.
Okay.
You may not have something there.
You know what, though, Dave? It's so easy to say to, you know, look and see how big the market is and how small the market is or what. Is it as simple as just going to Walmart and saying, hey, look at all these, look, I mean, they have it on the shelf. It must be a big market because it's in Walmart. If you don't mind just getting a little deeper with us, because we hear it, but we don't know exactly 100% what to do.
Well, if you have a product, that goes to another part of market research, which is competition. And you need to make sure that there is competition. You know, most people think that competition is the bad thing. Competition is a good thing. So if you see a competing product on the shelf in Walmart, that means that there is a need for some, you know, for a similar solution. If there is no product on the shelf, that could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. It could be if there's no product on the shelf, it could be a good thing, meaning there's no direct competition. It could be a bad thing, meaning that there's no need for the solution that you came up with. So you need to look at your direct competition, which is somebody that's offering a very, very similar product, and indirect, which is, you know, other ways that consumers are satisfying that need. And so if you look at things like the dishwasher, when the dishwasher first came into being, you know, the indirect competitors were people washing dishes on their own. And so the dishwashing machine, you know, didn't capture 100% of the market initially because a lot of people said, well, I'll just keep washing dishes. That was the indirect competition. So you really need to understand, you know, indirect versus direct competition. Now, if something's on the shelf right now at Walmart, it probably means there's a pretty big market out there. Obviously, you want to do more research to understand exactly how big it is and what the economic, you know, financial fundamentals are and whether you can make money doing that. But that's obviously a good sign if people and consumers are going to stores and buying your product, that means it's solving a need.
That makes sense. I'll tell you, Dave, so many inventors out there come up with these ideas that are modifications to something that's out there, or you're starting a business that most likely is a modification of something, or you're improving on something. And then there's other inventors out there that are really trying to find the hole. And when you're showing people, you're trying to license it or raise money or what have you, there's nothing really to gauge with the competition, like you're saying. So
well,
it makes sense.
It's challenging. And the concerns are when you're just modifying something, looking at, you know, is what you have and what you're modifying proprietary? You know, can you create intellectual property around that? Or are competitors just going to see what you're doing and say, thank you, great idea, and just copy you, and you have nothing, you have no sustainable competitive advantage. So you really need to start looking at that.
Okay. What else is part of the market research? It sounds like a big pain, like you said, but it's very important because I believe that this is a determining factor on what you're going to do with your idea. And when is it actually that you say, let's keep moving forward, or you know what, there's too much competition or there's too little competition? What do you do, Dave?
Well, you know, as talked about, I want to make sure when assessing my invention, my product, my idea, I want to make sure there's a market pain. I want to make sure it's a big market. I want to make sure that consumers, my customer, my target customers, have the financial means. So if you're targeting, you know, poor customers with an expensive product, you have a problem on your hands. So you want to understand your customers as well, who they are, what they're currently doing right now, what financial means they have, how are decisions made? Is it, you know, an impulse buy or is it a long-term decision that's going to affect, you know, your sales cycles, et cetera? So you need to understand, you know, customers as well and look at, we talked about competition, and then finally, you know, the financial feasibility. You know, how long might it take you to bring your product to market? How much is it going to cost to take it to market? And what is the potential, you know, financial payback for doing that?
Okay. There's different ways to visualize and to see and to kind of put things into perspective. But what about surveys and gauging actual feedback from people? What do you what's your take on that?
Surveys are very interesting, and you can look at some great entrepreneurs that were against surveys. Guys like Steve Jobs that said, you know, you need to, you know, predict what customers want because they don't know what they want. And guys like Henry Ford that said, if I would have surveyed customers, they would have told me they want faster horses. And so they both have very, very valid points, and they're two of the best entrepreneurs in history. And so you need to be a little bit careful with surveys because a lot of times, particularly with new inventions, customers don't know what they want. However, you can figure out needs. And so with the Henry Ford example, if you said, what do you need? Would you like to get from point A to point B faster? The answer would have been a definitive yes. And so whether it's a faster horse or a car, you know, that need would have been clarified and confirmed. So with regards to market research, you really want to confirm what the pains are and not what the solution is. Customers cannot say, I want that solution. They can say, I'm currently in this pain and here's why.
Excellent. That's very, very interesting. So inventors, pay attention to market research, and also part of the patent searching and so forth that we speak about on other shows. I know, Dave, I don't know how versed you are with patent and IP protection, but, mm-hmm. you know, that should be an intricate part of your market research to see if it's your idea or somebody else's idea if it's a particular product, right?
Definitely.
Okay, super. All right, we have Dave Levinsky from Growth Inc. on Got Invention Radio. We'll be back, and we're going to talk about business plans. When do you need to do them? Why you need to do them? What happens when you have one and what to do next? So we'll be back with Dave Levinsky on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Hang tight for segment two.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's wsradio.com/barter.
Love to read but just don't have the time? With Audible.com, you can catch up on reading simply by listening. Audible has the largest collection of digital audiobooks, over 85,000 titles in every genre. Listen to a bestseller on your iPhone, BlackBerry, Android smartphone, or one of 500 other compatible devices. Visit audible.com/WSRadio today and get a free audiobook when you try Audible free for 14 days. That's audible.com/WSRadio.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
There's nothing small about the challenges of running a small business. That's why CBeyond offers big solutions to help you grow. In fact, more than 50,000 small businesses nationwide count on CBeyond's award-winning communications and IT services, like our local and long-distance, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, plus more than 30 productivity-enhancing applications. To learn more, log on to CBeyond.net. That's the letter C, Beyond.net. Big solutions for growing your small business.
Could your business use $10,000 to $500,000 in cash flow to grow faster? Do you need money for things like purchasing inventory or advertising your business? If you do, call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant offers a variety of working capital programs for your business. While banks have tightened up their criteria to give money to small businesses, AmeriMerchant is providing working capital to all types of businesses every day. They even have special programs that allow your business to purchase inventory or advertise with no money up front. Grow your business today with up to $500,000 in new cash flow in as little as 7 days only from AmeriMerchant. Call us right now for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call us 24 hours a day for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570.